know any of the actors' names.
It's gonna happen one day.
One day. Well, no, we know when it's like a movie.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fair. But still, you remember when we were on Matt and Drew's and they were like all gave a nice synopsis of the movie and like named all the actors? I was like, wow, they're so professional.
They also record sober, which we're doing for the first time in ages because we've switched to daytime recording. It's very unnatural. I don't know what's happening.
Welcome to Horror and Heels, everybody.
Yeah, the girls have switched to daytime recording of this podcast, so they're sober. Anything can happen today, guys. Gotta be honest. Anything could happen.
Thanks for coming back. We know we took a little short
hiatus. It was very necessary. Jen and I feel better than ever.
Ever.
Or better, either way. Just don't really know where on the end. We're fervently preparing for Texas Frightmare Weekend.
Yes.
Jen's wondering which outfit she should wear to attempt to hook up with Skeeter Ulrich in. So a lot of options she's packing.
Right. And I hope Skeet's prepared.
Robert Englund will be there.
Oh,
I think
God, this Frightmare Weekend is going to be awesome.
I know. It's going to be fantastic.
All the Scream people.
Have you seen the new Scream?
I have not yet. I need to. I was waiting for my brothers. So now that it's streaming, I guess we'll get together and watch it.
Yeah. See, now that it's streaming, I will. I don't. You know me. I don't go to the theater. $12.99 to not even be able to pee where I want. And $12.99 is cheap. Listen.
Yeah, it's like $20 here.
Yeah. To not be able to pee when I want during a film. See, streaming and COVID really destroyed me. Because I hated the whole idea of movies. And once they made it that wasn't a thing, I'm like, why are we going backwards?
Yeah, like, I love going to theaters
if people want to go, but let's do both.
Yeah, I'm fine with having both because I love
going. I like options in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the movie. Like,
right.
Some movies I don't need to see. Like, rom-coms, I don't need to see those in theaters. I can watch a rom-com at home.
Although, I am currently watching West Side Story. Don't know why I put it on when I put it on, knowing we were recording today. I was just like, oh, my God, that's on HBO Max. Hit it up. And I wasn't paying it, so now I paused. This, I wish I had gone and seen in the theaters, only because the cinematography on this is, oof.
Really?
Spielberg, you have, I'm not even up to the dance scene, and it is stellar.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you know anything, Jen's like, which dance scene? It's based on a Broadway musical. Aren't all the scenes dancing? Yes, but there is an iconic dance scene. I'm not up to that yet, and the cinematography is.
Yeah. Oh, I know about the dance scene.
But no, Jen is completely right that it's a Broadway musical, and we've already had several dances. at one point, they're just dancing in the street. And also, I love this cast. They are knocking it out of the park. And just, I was a girl who did a town production of West Side Story. And even when I just hear the immediate snap, these guys, for some reason, they have managed to look tough while just snapping in unison with their friends, which is
just hard to do.
It is hard to do, yes. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and Jen and I couldn't sit through another Leprechaun movie this year.
Yeah, no. So we just did the next best thing and went for an Irish movie.
A movie set in Ireland, yes. And we picked Isolation, which takes place on a remote cow farm in Ireland. And we pull up and we see a and Orlan, who is a nice young vet, very pretty blonde woman. First of all, this part of Ireland, just atrocious weather the entire movie. Just want to knock that out of the park. they were never not in wellies, and rightfully so, is coming to check on a cow. She is the local vet, and we happen upon the cow owner's Dan, and they go to check the cow. We see a cow sonogram being.
Warning, don't eat when you watch this movie.
See, not... Jen said this, and this one, as opposed to the bay, this one I was fine with.
Oh, I mean, I just, were you eating though?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I mean, it wasn't like terrible. Cookies. Huh?
Had myself quite a few cookies.
Cookies is good, but when you're eating like Chipotle with steak. Oh,
maybe not. Maybe yeah. not eating meat. Maybe like, not
or anything meat. Juicy or with, anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see your point. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they just go right into it. And when I say into it, I mean the cow. Just
the cow. I mean, this, listen, I
there's so much steam.
Well,
steam everywhere. Oh, okay. Anyway.
No, I don't think it was steam. I think that was fog from all the rain.
No, it was, I mean, there was a lot of rain, but no, it was steaming because of all the heat from the body stuff. But anyway, keep going. Keep going.
How did I miss the steam?
I don't know.
But anyway, she, God bless any large animal veterinarian because she was elbow deep in that animal.
I could never. I don't care how long the gloves are. I could have a full body condom on and still. Mm-mm.
Not for me. And whatever was inside that cow, at this point we assume it's a calf. We will find out some things later on. Bites her. And I want to go on record as saying that if TJ had bitten my doctor while he was inside of me in a way that drew blood, that would have been a nope for me.
Yeah.
Let's
handle this right now.
Because also, do cows not have a placenta?
Right? Like, why is it just out in the open like that?
Yet, like, did it pierce its placental wall?
So many questions. And it bit through her glove drew blood. And he was like, let me get something for her. She's like, no, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Your hand was in an animal's body and you don't think you should disinfect that?
Got a tetanus shot, Adamin. I mean, I'm not sure.
At least.
Right? Right?
But no, she's going to play tough guy. I'm like,
oh, no,
ma'am.
Tetanus. What's the one? Rabies?
Oh, like rabies, mad cow disease?
No. Yeah, just a plethora of shots and inoculations. If something inside a cow had bitten me, I would be going to the nearest hospital and being like, listen, every shot for every disease. Ebola, give it to me.
All of them. Just give it.
Yes, you haven't traveled to Africa.
Doesn't matter.
Something inside the cow bit me. Just give me it.
It could be swine flu. It could be West Nile virus. It could be, what's the one that you get the shot you have to get to go to Africa?
Meningitis.
No, malaria. That's the one. Yeah.
I don't even care that just comes from mosquitoes, people.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
By the way.
Make me a concoction. A cocktail.
Speaking of, if you consider a mosquito part of the animal kingdom, my dad and I went into a huge debate. They outnumber shark deaths per year. Are taking out human numbers in. Doing it to the humans. The sharks have nothing on them. The sharks are like, the sharks aren't even close. I have to tell you people, look at the numbers. They're not even close. Dogs chomp sharks. Sharks have been...
That's because you have to go to the shark. Once again, we've had this discussion many times.
To the shark,
people. You have to go to the shark to get killed by the shark. You're not minding your own business when you get killed by a shark. You were in their territory where they're at. A mosquito,
the mosquitoes are everywhere. As two women who live beachside, we will tell you the mosquito is everywhere.
Yeah, they come to you. Little bastards.
They come to you. And you they come to you and you have a citronella candle, three non-scented like thingies, you've got tiki torches
sprays
going, everybody in your group is wearing off, and they still want to join your party.
They're like, ha ha, no bitch, I'm here to eat.
I'm here. Like, great. So that happens, and then he walks down the road and says to two people in a camper that they can't be there. We think that they are trespassing or something.
Yeah.
We find out they are not. And when they close the door, you are wondering why these people are hiding here. They say they can't go back to the road. That they will find them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought it would be police. I mean, when I hear they, I just
yeah, I thought authorities. They meant, yeah.
We find out later that they did not mean authorities, but we'll get there. And then we meet. Do you remember his name? The doctor.
Dan. No, Dan is the cow guy.
Ah, jeez. Jen and I swore when we came back we'd be, but you know what? Professionalism is not what you listen to us for, so.
As we've gone over many times.
At least we hope it's not, because.
Is it John? It's John.
It's John, yeah.
Yes.
Played by a man named Marcel. Lure. And he comes, and whoa, first of all, once you see biological testing, first of all, who is just putting that on the side of their car? Don't. Public service announcement, don't do that. Also, I'm looking at the IMDb for this, and I'd like to say that, whoa, did the guy that played Jamie, sorry, Sean Harris, you didn't age well. You didn't age well, or this is not a good picture of you, my friend.
Aw, well, now he'll never come on the show.
Were we inviting him?
I didn't think out there.
Okay.
I don't think he's that bad. But,
are you seeing this picture?
Oh, no. Wait, first of all, you're all the way to the side. No, this is the picture I'm looking at.
Oh, that's a much better picture than they gave me here of Jamie.
Yeah, don't trust Google. Google doesn't give a crap about you.
Oh, okay.
IMDb keeps it nice, usually.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, sorry about that, Sean. Just a bad picture. My apologies, my friend. I did caveat with saying it could just be a bad picture.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I feel like I covered my ass. This guy, Doctor of Island Moreau Field, we're coming off of him. The second he closed that door, he's yelling at Dan that those people on the road need to go. We need privacy. Oh, good sir. What do you need so much privacy for?
Right. Could it be that you're trying to play God? I don't know why people think that's a cool thing to do.
Don't.
Never turns out well.
No. So he comes and looks at the cow and he says that everything's okay, but dude, I don't think it is.
I mean, the fetus inside the cow bit someone, so I'm going to go in the direction of no. You know how they have, like, the graph charts? Did the thing get bit? Did the thing bite you while your hand was inside? Yes, then go down to the next path. Things are not okay.
Yes, exactly. we find out that the good John is also not paying people as he said he would. We find out that Dan, through course of conversation, has taken this on in attempts to save his father's farm. This took place in, this movie is from 2005, so
I would have required a deposit or a down payment of some sort.
All the down,
you know.
Really, really upfront, all the money upfront. Before you're sticking a needle in my cow, I'm gonna need a lot of money.
Like,
yeah.
So and the a deposit to cover the cow when it dies, because this experimental stuff does not sound legit.
Yeah. Orlo goes to John. Orla, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Orla goes to John. I think we should terminate. He says, we are absolutely not terminating, blah, 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 blah. Orla's like, no, I think we should. And he says no. And she makes Dan promise her to call her the second the cow goes into labor.
Yeah.
Later on that night, that happens, but Dan cannot get a hold of Orla. He runs down the road to Jamie, and Jamie goes and helps him.
That scene was intense.
Oh. We're not even there yet. I mean, they are just doing the most, and
like they've got the little hooves tied up with a rope, trying to yank it out. I was like, oh my god, I can't even imagine. I don't get squirmish that easily. That I was like,
that I was a little squirmish about.
Yeah, yeah.
As a woman who has a child, I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, just push it back in. I'd be like, nope, it's not ready yet. Just push it back in.
Well, and here's the other thing, is that I've seen videos of, like, we've all seen the adorable video. The cow,
the just... little calf just plops out.
He plops out, and 2 seconds later, he's walking. He's like...
Oh, yeah, he's all gangly and cute.
So you already know that if this is happening, something is going terribly wrong in the delivery process. Because typically these things just flow
animals
right
just
out.
Give birth out in the wilderness all the time.
They need zero assistance.
If a human and contraptions need to get involved, it's not going well. And they had full on cranks and ropes. It was a full mousetrap thing going on.
But I have to give Jimmy credit. He just got in there and helped. Zero questions asked.
He really did. So they go through all this. They finally get the cow out. Laying on the ground. He's listening. He's saying, it's not breathing. I was not ready for what happened for this part. He's like, it's not breathing. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to like do some kind of cow CPR. He does. Let me tell you what cow CPR is. It is taking the calf by its hind legs and swinging it around. And I was not ready for that. I was like, oh my god. I was like, is he gonna like slam it against the wall or something?
I'm not a veterinarian, but I'm not entirely sure that that's 100% accurate.
But I'm also not a farmer, so I was like, maybe that's a thing. I'm gonna look it up right now. Keep talking. I'm gonna see if that's actually the way.
You want me to keep talking about this scene of swinging cow while you... Okay.
I thought you had something else to say. I was
a
shocked.
A cow was swinging. What more could I have to say?
Like, he... Like, I thought he was going to, like... I thought he was going to... What do you call that? The Olympics thing. What do you call that?
So Mary comes in during all of this. And she gets close to the cow. And Dan realizes something's not right here and immediately pulls her back. Yeah. Dan has gotten cut. He is now cut. And he is like, no, something's wrong. And he pulls her back and latches it and kind of waits for Orla at this point. He's like, we just got to wait for Orla. Orla will be here eventually. Orla comes, which, by the way, S.C. Davis. Brunette is the hair color for her, I will say. Essie looked fantastic as a
blonde. Oh, yeah.
She looked very pretty as a blonde. I'm just saying brunette is the hair color for her. Orla comes, and they have to put the calf out of its misery. Orla knows right away something is wrong. Something is wrong, but it's not going well. I'm just going to speak up why it's not going well. Why is it not going well? Because the calf has 6 babies inside of it, which are parasites. Okay, it's got these malformed parasite contractions. And
he was trying to make it so that newborn calves could already have calves to kind of speed up.
Orla, no.
That's what the experiment was.
No, it was that they could speed up the gestation period. And Orla goes, something has gone horribly wrong. So it wasn't that young calves were supposed to get pregnant. It's that the gestation period between cycles would be short. So instead, I don't know what a cow's gestation period is, but let's just say it's humans. So instead of a human only being able to have a baby every 9 months, they would be able to have a calf, a baby every, say, 4 months. They were supposed to speed up the gestation process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's like, so back to where we were. Yeah, she's trying to kill this the calf.
Wait, let me just make sure. Make faster growing cattle. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But one of the side effects was
supposed to grow quicker. Yeah.
Yeah, but one of the side effects was that cow was pregnant, like you said, with parasites. Okay.
With something wrong. They technically, I mean, I wouldn't call them parasites. They're deformed. Their skeletons are outside their body.
Oh, it was so gross.
I mean, yeah, it was the textbook definition of not good.
They look like all teeth almost, like because the brains and the bones.
And one of those bad boys goes missing.
Well, first they think, oh, they're just dead little things. And then all of a sudden, one of them moves, which I was also not ready for that. Because I was thinking this was like a pathogen movie. I thought it was going to be like disease. But of course you didn't, because you probably read the thing.
Actually, I didn't, but thanks for assuming.
What?
I was trying to be a better Alicia in the new season.
Every time I don't think that you read it, then you go, of course you know that I read it. So this time I assumed that you read it.
A new leaf in the new.
Okay.
I didn't.
I wasn't ready for creature feature, which I found that exciting when it moved. I was like, oh, okay. We got an actual little monster here.
Whoa. He does not stay little.
No. By no means.
So Orla goes out to try to get help or something. She goes out to try to get help. Dan goes, they've killed the original calf. She thinks those things are not real. Mm-hmm. She wraps them up, takes them to the scientist's lab, the calf and the fetuses. And she does not realize while her and Dan were arguing and stuff about about John's experiments, that this Dan was like, I was told this testing was to help something like mitigate disease and stuff. You guys were very unhonest with me.
Yeah.
Yes, once again. Probably you should have seen, I don't know, any other movie.
They are not.
Just assume they are like a door-to-door salesman. They're not telling you the full story.
Especially if they're coming to you, a rural farm, and they're looking for someone who needs money. Like,
yes.
That's a red flag right there.
Yes, because if these people were on the up and up, every high-earning cow farm would happily have...
They would get a grant.
One or two of their cows to science for the sole purpose of helping to end disease amongst the plight of the cattle.
Right.
People would be signing up. You could get
to they the don't cows. Need to come find you in your failing
They'd
farm.
Sign it up, take the tax credit, and be on their merry way. Give you their cows. Fine. So Dan is back in the house, and obviously he has gotten bitten, we see. And he is not looking good. Also,
didn't it bite his finger off? Is that the part?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Just like Orla was not looking so great, Dan starts not looking so hot. So Jamie very lovingly offers to go out and feed the cattle for Dan, which I thought was very nice. And while he's out, Mary looks after Dan, and we find out the reason. Because I'm like, when he started letting these people in their house, I thought they were criminals of some sort when they were on saying, they're coming for us.
Yeah, they'll come find us.
No, they are simply of different class structures in Ireland. Mm-hmm. They are referred to as travelers, which is the correct term for what most people would refer to very derogatorily as a gypsy, but it is that class of people. Mm-hmm. So not a very wealthy class, etc. Yeah. You get the feeling from the things Orla has said that she is middle class in Ireland, and her family does not want her with a traveler, and her brothers are peeved about it and coming to break them up.
Yeah.
So Jamie, while out tending to this cattle, by the way, this guy needs some grading, some help with just the rainfall on this farm.
Yo, like, it was rain like,
pipe never
it was half up his calf.
Yeah. All like, the wellies all the time.
System, something.
All the wellies all the time. Jamie gets bit now.
He's first he sees the bite marks on the cow. The cow has been
bitten into,
and now he's walking through the water, and we see something bites him.
Yep,
and he goes like, down.
And yeah, and so he gets back to the house, and Mary.
And of course, the first thing he wants to do is have sex after getting bitten.
No, that's not. he gets cleaned up. He does allow Mary to clean him up. They are kind of looking for what could it, the three of them decide to go back out, kind of look to see if they can figure out what bit Jamie.
Yeah.
Because Dan's like, well, nothing that could breathe underwater would have been able to bite you. It's very confusing. A local cop comes. We find out, first of all, the cop is a little annoyed that Dan has told those travelers, apparently, some travelers have been known apparently to steal from people into the community. And Dan's like, I've got nothing to steal. What?
And they're on my property. Like, why do you care?
What is he going to steal from me? Good sir. Well, at that point, he wasn't on the property. At that point, he was still in the street. Mm. And Dan's like, this is ridiculous. Just come stay on my property. Yeah. Until like, because now he knows why they're there. I'm pretty sure he probably thought, when you see two people living on the side of a road, granted, you're like, something's probably not on the up and up, or else you'd be at a nice, like,
that he found that he figures is not on the up and up, but the shady doctor guy.
Well, that's being very picky and choosy.
He's picking and choose.
Well, here's the thing. We find out that Orla and introduced him to the shady doctor dude, and we know that him and Orla had some sort of history.
Yeah.
Because he goes, are you sleeping with him? And she's like, that's not any of your business. And he's like, well, it once was. And she was like, well, I thought you could change. And then she kind of just leaves, and then he throws a plate.
Yeah.
So Orla was the point of contact. So I could understand if he's kind of desperate to save his father's farm, because the cop, small town Ireland, nosy cop, somehow knows all about this man's banking information from the bank guy. That's got to be against the law somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what law, but I'm sure it's against some sort of law.
A couple, at least.
Probably. So we find that out, that that's why he has let this guy on. He's desperate to save the farm. Yeah. We find out. So he's like, just move the truck on. Yeah.
And we found Orla's car.
We find Orla's car. No,
Orla. She had driven off the night before. I don't know if we said that.
He had driven off, and Dan then realizes that she had circled back.
Mm-hmm.
She had left her sweatshirt. He finds it. And that is when, so the three of them are together, and that is when John shows back up. Him and Dan go to the testing facility. Jamie and Orla are in their trailer.
No, Jamie and Mary.
Jamie and Mary. Sorry, Jamie and Mary are in their camper getting it on. And Dan is trying to see what the doctor has found. And she's like, I need to be alone with my subjects, and kind of closes him out. Then Mary, this little guy, was looking for a nesting.
Oh my God, that was such a creepy. There's no way it would have got that close to, like, she supposedly, his sex was not that good. I can tell you that right now. She was not passed out. The right. thing climbs up in the bed. It's like moving the sheets. So it's not just some little thing. It's moving the sheets. Yes. With slimy goop all over it, dragging just crap all in the bed. It gets up to her lady parts before she opens her eyes. And I can tell you that would not be the case. I'd have
it would have gotten to my big toe.
Toe. That's it.
Go.
I'm up. Because that's not his foot.
Right. Not his foot. My husband's foot does not feel like it has skeletons on the outside of it, good sir. Thank you very much.
Like wet skeletons on the outside.
Wet skeleton. I know it gets gnarly when I haven't clipped Ed's toenails in a while, but not that gnarly.
Not like that.
So they run and they get Dan, who gets the doctor and him come to investigate. And the doctor's like, shit. There were six of these. And now he's even more Island of Dr. Moreau, if I can say that. And he's like, you guys can't leave. I need to shut this whole thing down. Blah, 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 blah. No, good sir. If you were so concerned about the safety, you'd be calling in. I don't know what the term...
I'd be calling all police, firemen, ambulance,
just whatever. SWAT
team, hazmat.
Yeah.
Bring them all of them.
Right. Because let me tell you that if the guys in the thing had any way to call in anybody, that would have been phase one of their plan. They just did not.
They didn't have the option.
All the ways. So do that.
You could have had professionals. Even if you thought quarantine was the solution, you call professionals in to come quarantine you.
Yes. How is just the five of you nincompoops, four of you nincompoops, for our list, how is the four of you nincompoops running around this establishment quarantining shit?
It's not, because you also, it's a little baby cow thing, so that it can go anywhere.
Anywhere. Poor planning.
So he's established that it can infect humans as well. So it's not just...
Nope, what? We're not there yet.
I thought he said that already.
Nope, not yet. John and them all go into the barn. And they shine the flashlight. And Dan goes, well, that's a wall back there. He'd have to come past us again. Dan goes, okay, I'm going to try to wrestle it out. And take a tractor through just the deepest marsh of water that has ever
occurred. Once again, not a good drainage system.
But also, has this man not seen what water typically does to an electrical system? Not a good look. And he jumps out of his tractor to get back, and he finds Orla's body.
Yeah.
While they're investigating Orla, they find that this thing has burrowed through her intestines from just whoosh, front to back. Just poor Orla. I mean, what a way to die, guys. Yeah. What a way to die. Put it on the list, Jen.
Don't want it. Little nasty skeleton cow fetuses.
And as he's doing that, he pulls a substance out of Orla's insides and puts that under the microscope. All of a sudden, he rips out, by the way, just want to say, not the syringe size for a human, y'all. Just not. Don't do that. That ain't going to go well. But he does it, and he draws some blood from himself. And Jamie's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, He's not your god. Oh, okay. Thank you, doctor. Dr. Crazy Pants. Yeah, Jamie should be asking, what are you doing? Because you look like a little mad science-y right now.
Yeah.
You already did, but you're kicking it up a notch now, good sir. And he puts the blood onto the thing, and he sees that even that little host particle is replicating with those cells. And he's like, shit. It can...
No bueno.
No bueno. It can replicate with humans. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just me that assumed by that point I knew. I was like, well, people can get infected, obviously. Like, that's just always going to be my first assumption.
Oh, yeah. I didn't assume. Or you've watched The Thing one too many times. Either
or just enough.
Or just enough.
Or just enough.
I
like to call those educational films.
And he says to Jamie that the host wouldn't know it was infected, but any of their offspring would be no bueno. Jamie is like, and then he goes, wait, you said you were bitten. Jamie won't take his shoe off.
Yeah.
And for that, Jamie pays the ultimate price. Bolt gun to the head.
Yeah.
List it. Don't. Actually, no. Bolt gun seems fine. He went mad quick. You know what?
Keep as long as I don't see it coming. If I don't see it coming.
Very nice of him.
Yeah. Back of the head is fine. And I can't, like, I know he's supposed to be a bad guy for that, but I'm like, bro, you were infected. I don't. Ah. And you wouldn't show me your foot, so. I don't know. We can't let this go.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you find it hard to believe he didn't also have a, what's that one that just stops you cold but doesn't kill you? Help me.
A what?
You know, they tried to do it to the croc in a Lake Placid so that they could transport.
Oh, like capture it? Like,
Not a stun gun,
tranquilizer.
Tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to tell me he doesn't have a tranquilizer gun anywhere?
Yeah.
Wouldn't tranking him and then being able to then just kind of tie him up and see what be a more... Wouldn't that have been stage one?
Yeah.
I'm not saying Jamie didn't need to die if he was infected. I'm saying wouldn't trank gun have been stage one?
I hear you. However... That would not have been my first instinct. That is a good idea, though.
Gotcha.
Just don't know that I would have thought of it. But that you are correct. That would be actually a better use of someone who has been infected. Let's figure out.
But also, if you're a mad scientist, don't you have some, like, safety, like, fallbacks?
This guy. He graduated from DeVry University.
For his experiments. So, you know what? You're right.
He went to one of those TV community colleges, so.
True. He's glad Orla's dead because now he don't got pay hard because we found out he wasn't paying.
He wasn't paying anybody.
Now this man kind of runs around killing every horse in attempts to
find.
Cow.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's put it this way, guys. If it was on that farm, it is dead now.
Oh, yeah. He's going after it.
Dan and him get into a huge fight, and Mary thinks... She sees him attempt to kill Dan. Yeah. Now he's looking for Mary, and he comes across Mary, but he also comes across the creature, and the creature is done with John. And I gotta tell you, that was one of the best jump scares of the movie, because you don't see the creature until the creature is flying at John.
Yeah, yeah. And just like, ripping at it.
Dude, you are less than 24 hours old. How is your jump radius?
The jump, right?
LeBron's killing for that kind of jump radius. I mean, shoot.
I guess when you're just bones.
Speaking of Tom Brady, nobody wanted you back. Go back into retirement. I know gas prices are
so
high,
excited.
But this ain't it, bro.
Tom Brady's like, damn, I got to pay for gas for all these cars. I better play another season.
So, finally the doctor is dead. Now it's just Mary and Dan left. And Dan and her manage to kill everything.
Oh, when she did the bolt to the cow, I was like, close your mouth.
Close your mouth.
Close your mouth. Like, she wasn't closing her mouth. Like, you're dealing with infection here. Why is your mouth not always closed?
To be fair, Mary didn't know you could be infected.
No,
my mouth would still be closed, but I'm just saying, of the four people on the property, she was the only one who didn't know that.
But I'm not even that infection, any infection. Like we said before, animal blood. Like, close your mouth.
I agree.
Even if it were human. Okay, because
Mary's already infected.
Yeah, well.
I mean, at what point in the movie did you know she was pregnant?
When they showed the sex scene.
Right, exactly. Okay.
I was like, she's having an infected baby.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that just happened. And then to drive the point home, he had to say, and any offspring they would have, and you're like,
yep.
Well, if I wasn't sure before, I am now.
Yeah. Saw that coming.
So, and then pot of boiling water seemed to have done the trick, and Mary wants to take Dan off the farm with her, but Dan knows that he is infected, and he stays behind and just passes on his farm. We don't really see it, but we know.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah. Leave me.
And then we flash forward 4 months, and we see Mary at her doctor's appointment, which apparently she has expressed cause for concern to the doctor that something is wrong. The doctor says, no, you have a beautiful baby girl. Unless you're healthy. Unless Mary has already done blood testing. No, you don't. You have a beautiful fetus because you don't know what it is.
You have a beautiful thing of bones.
At 4 months, you do not know what you have yet. I mean, but maybe you did the blood test, so I'm not going to be that person.
But it's a horror movie, so we know.
But also, blood test wouldn't have shown up any. Have sex with any animals? Any parents? Just wondering.
Is that a hoof on you and your child?
Have you been near a Zika country? Just asking. Okay. They pan to the video of the ultrasound, you see the creature in her belly, which I'd like to go on. If that was inside of me, I think I would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, Mary is right to be concerned.
I'd be like, just take it, please.
So how'd you feel about this movie?
It was enjoyable. I would say I'd probably give it 5 out of 10. It's worth a watch.
It's worth a watch. It's a fine creature feature.
Yeah.
It was highbrow. You kind of know what was coming, but.
Yeah. And the minimal cast, so not a lot of kills again. And we don't even see Orla's death. Like.
All right.
So.
Oh, but the aftermath, and it ain't good.
Yeah, it's not good. But it's enjoyable. It's worth the watch. Yeah, like I said, 5 out of 10. How about you?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I mean, I didn't have to pay any money to see it. I don't know if they had charged me to watch this, if I might feel differently. But it was on the Roku channel for free, so if you have that channel, go ahead.
Or Tubi, it's also on Tubi.
Everybody have the Roku channel for free?
Yes, you can get a Roku account and watch the Roku channel.
You don't have to have. Oh,
you don't have to have a Roku. Okay. Yeah. If that's wrong, that's what the last thing that I checked. If that's wrong, let us know. We will stop passing off false information.
Right. Yes. When we say let us know, it'd be Chris or Joel, our two constant listeners. Please let us know.
Yeah, and I wasn't mad I watched it. I would have liked to have seen the creature a little bit more. Like, it was kind of
better. It was always coming very quickly. You couldn't really see it.
Yeah, and when she was killing it, stabbing it, you just saw kind of dark. Yeah. I would have liked to see more of it just because of how it was described. And what you could see, it was like, oh man, I want to see what that looks like. Right. The teeth part. Oh,
the teeth part did. Not bueno.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I liked it. I thought it was decent. It was a fun one for the show.
Yeah. And like I said, if you like a creature feature, it's good.
Definitely.
What are we doing next time?
Next week is Lights Out.
Lights Out, yes.
Lights Out on HBO Max.
Sounds good. We are excited.
Yes.
Originally, April was going to be our small or independent, movie filmmaker month. Then... Jen and I realized that we have Texas Frightmare, which means yours truly, since I'm going away, I'm working every Sunday except Easter to make up for the time I'm taking off. So that just makes booking with people very cumbersome. So we're pushing that till June.
Yeah. Plus we want to have time to get to find the indie movies and get good ones.
Right.
So we're not rushing.
If you'd like to submit yours, please, horrorandhealth@gmail.com. Please send us a little.
Or our Instagram.
Or our Instagram. Yeah. And I think that is all.
Yeah. So we got Lights Out, and then the next week for April Fool's, we're doing April Fool's Day, which neither of us have seen. So.
And we're praying it comes on streaming before that.
Yes.
We're rolling the dice on that.
Yeah.
But I think you said we could get it on Prime for $4 or something. Right?
Yeah. Everything's on Prime for like $2 to $3. So.
I mean, Prime's got some nerve, though.
I know.
The movie
came out. It's an 80s movie. Like, it shouldn't be over a dollar. 99 cents for every 80s movie.
Yes. Come on. I'll pay $1.99 for 90s.
As the decade
and $2.99 from anything from 2000 to 2020. Okay, that's the budget I'm willing to work.
That's what I'm doing.
Right, because Bezos, you don't need another blimp. You don't need another plane.
You're good, bro. You're good. I'm not mad at you. Good business.
By the way, just a quick question. When you asked that question about the Marvelous Miss Maisel, which I'm not going to repeat the question because it is a little spoiler, and I answered it, Amy Sherman-Palladino. Did you not realize this was an Amy Sherman-Palladino?
No, I know. I don't think about it all the time, but when you said it, I was like, yes, that's right. This is what it shows that tracks.
I was like, because the Catskill season alone didn't say Amy Sherman.
Because I usually don't like her stuff. Right. So, but I love Mrs. Maisel. But every now and then I get her style in there, and I'm like, yes, I remember. This is her stuff. So
this is hers.
That scene definitely reminded me that it was her. I was like,
gotta be honest. You gotta give it to her. She is a woman who stays very loyal to her, because now we have Chris Eichenberg in this season of Maisel, and he was on Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
I have heard good rumor that Miss Grandma Gilmore, Miss Emily Gilmore is coming to the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So.
All right. I know nothing about Gilmore Girls, so. I can guess by what you said, Grandma, obviously.
But I'll tell you who the actress is, and I feel so bad because I always forget her name. But it is the mom in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, that's cool. Another Catskills.
Another Catskills person. Do you know the place that they stayed in the Catskills in the Marvelous Miss Maisel? We could rent a cabin there.
I want to go so badly. I want to go. They make the Catskills look so fun.
Yeah. Well, except for the abject racism back in the timeline.
That's why I would just buy it and redo it. I would totally buy it and then make it like the 40s style and like have everything like that.
Yeah.
And make it open for everybody.
Everybody.
But anyway, yeah. So Lights Out next week on HBO Max. It's a fun one. I've seen it. Alicia has not.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
So it'll be fun. And then we'll let you know what our choices are after April Fool's, so.
Yeah.
Woo, this was a good.
This was a good one.
Good episode.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah.